Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is your 5 to 10 minute podcast of hope to take along with you through your day, to uplift you, to help you think of something completely different that you haven't thought of before, to listen to some songs that will help you change your perspective, and just to rely on God for everything, because He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is never changing. So just know that whatever you have going on today, God has got you. He has you. He meets you at your point of need. He will never fail you, and He loves you. Remember that as you go out into your day, put on the full armor of God, knowing He loves you. He has got you. He's going in front, behind, and beside you, and hemming you in on all sides. There is nothing, nothing that you are going to go through that He doesn't know and He hasn't made a plan for already. So go through your day victorious and knowing that God is with you. Claim that for yourself. Know that for yourself. And the plans He has for you are good. So may your day be blessed and continue to be uplifted as you listen to this scripture and this song. The scripture today is Psalm 66. And the song, I should have checked, I think it's called This Is Where the Glory Is by Josh Baldwin. Great song, great lyrics, great scripture. So I pray you are blessed and uplifted. And the words of the psalm and the words of the song just continue to play in your mind to remind you that God loves you. And He has you. So Psalm 66 reads, "Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done, how awesome His works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For You, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but You brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to Your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to You, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to You and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me. I cried out to Him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld His love from me." Amen. Isn't that just a powerful psalm? I think it starts off with when the Lord parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to get out of Egypt. And I think David is reminding himself and the Lord of that. And then just remembering all that the Lord has done in the past. And even when things were hard, after he confessed and he talked to God, God listened, heard his prayer, and brought him to a place of abundance. And I think sometimes we forget that when we sin, we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to repent, because there are consequences of sin, always consequences of sin. So sometimes when things feel hard and the Lord allows some things to happen in our lives, we can just think, oh my goodness, when will this be over? When will this be over? And as it says in the psalm here, God is always with us. He knows what we're going through, and he has preserved our lives. He allows some things to happen so that we come out stronger, and also we have a testimony to give about what God did in our lives. And it is just, it can be sometimes just so amazing. Sometimes some of it is just unbelievable as to the turnaround that God does. But that is who he is. He's a God of turnaround, the God of miracles, the God of breakthroughs. He loves us. Believe it. Remember it. Remember also that sin has consequences, and we need to repent and turn away from that sin and continue in prayer to the Lord. He listens. He will hear you. He will answer you in his own time. I know sometimes I'm like, Lord, are you ever going to answer this prayer? And sometimes when I just surrender it all to him, in the very next instant, after I get off my knees from praying, the prayer has been answered. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you that you remembered, you heard me, you're not passing me by, you are there for me. And so I pray this scripture resonates with you, and you know that God is for you. When God is for you, who can be against you? Absolutely no one. So just remember to continue to give God the glory through whatever it is that you're going through, because he will make a way where there seems to be no way. He always does. He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk on dry land. Can you imagine the astonishment of that moment? That is what God does. Through the difficulties, he comes through just in time. JIT. He's never late. He is never late. He's always on time. His timing is always perfect. So be encouraged. Be blessed. Stay in prayer. Stay in praise. God has got you. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And as I said, the song is This Is Where the Glory Is by Josh Baldwin. So listen to it. Give him praise. Listen to this scripture again. Let it sink into your heart and your mind. And may your day be full of joy and peace and love and praise and blessings. The Lord has got you. Stay blessed and encouraged. Till next time.